Today we are sponsored by Jenga for Work. When the blocks fall, instead of winning, you have a big discussion about why it fell and what you as a team can do differently next time. Jenga for Work. Today we're also sponsored by Dental Floss. Put a tiny little rope in your mouth and move it around. You deserve it, and Dental Floss is here to help. Buy Dental Floss today. Now on to our show. Where's Waldo? By Martin Hanford. The grocery store. Alright. There's a postcard here. It says, "Dear Waldo Watchers, hiking all day makes me hungry, so I headed to the grocery store. It's the perfect place for, whoa, is that? Oh God, I think that's her. My ex-girlfriend from college. Did she see me? Uh-oh. Waldo." There are aisles in a very crowded grocery store. Must be after work. Maybe a weekend. It's a freezer aisle here. Children are staring at an icy window, fudge bars, shivering. Waldo rubs his sweaty hands on his black pant legs. Does he wait for her to come over? He picks up a bag of rice. He puts it down. The rice is cheaper in the international aisle. He looks over at her. He picks up the rice. She starts to walk toward him, past the blue pasta boxes. Her brown hair bounces at the top of her shoulders. Waldo mentally takes inventory of his life. Am I in a better place than when we broke up? How's my hairline? Is this my good striped shirt? Oh my God, Waldo, she says with a smile. So good to see you, he says. How was your weekend, he wants to say. He thinks it's funny if you ask someone you haven't seen in 5 years how their weekend was. But he holds himself back. There is no audience to appreciate the joke. He is not a protagonist. This is not a sitcom. There is no laugh track. He is not a protagonist. Across the page, there's a fresh out of college 20-something year old. They're looking at onions, wondering if it's a good price. They don't have that internal good, bad price indicator for onions yet, like a fully grown adult. This 20-something year old has a boyfriend or girlfriend they'll run into in a few years. They will dread it, and it will happen. And regardless, they'll think of ways it could have gone better. Waldo's ex-girlfriend asks him, "What have you been up to?" "Oh, you know, traveling," he says. "Yes, I figured," she says. "How is your family?" Waldo asks her. This is a good question. It nods at a shared past without getting too deep. "They're good, thanks," she smiles. "They're actually not very good." Lower on the page, in the produce section, mothers watch an old Asian woman pick a cantaloupe. Old Asian women know how to pick fresh produce. In many ways, race is a construct, but in this very specific instance, it is not. Race is alive and well and makes her better than you. Standing there, Waldo feels like this conversation is familiar and foreign. familiar because they used to be close, and foreign because they used to be close. The temptation hangs to comment on the past, to say the things he thinks about, if his walk is long or quiet enough. He wants to say, "Sorry, I was weird at the end." Weird is a good word here, because it's broad enough that he doesn't have to think about what it means. We're all weird at the end, because there's no justifying yourself to the other person after, because they're not there. "I've got to get back to my pasta," she says, now holding her red shopping basket with two hands as she turns to leave. He survived. Then it gets weird and embarrassing for him. He notices now there are 8 men surrounding her, in love with her. She's in love with the 8 of them. They are her new boyfriends. The 8 men, stronger and taller than him, have the ability to grow full, thick beards and fulfill her emotional and physical needs. These men, they are good at all the things Waldo is bad at, and as for the things Waldo's good at, they are better than him at those things. These men can spell McConaughey on the first try. They make good small talk with their barbers. When the car mechanic explains to them what needs to be done, they nod in a meaningful way. They don't look away when commercials for scary movies come on. Waldo's ex is about to be carried away by her 8 new boyfriends. But then, Waldo's piano teacher from 5th grade appears and tells her, "Wait, Waldo never practiced the piano as much as he said he did, and he just kept lying." Then, Waldo's 6-year-old nephew tells her, "Waldo didn't pay attention to the Lego set he got me for Christmas, and when it showed up at my house, it was tiny. It must have looked bigger on Amazon, but he should have paid more attention." I found Waldo. He stands there. He is a small, small man, buying rice at the grocery store and picking suboptimal produce.